Satnam, hello?
Satnam. Satnam.
Who is that?
Satsi.
Hi, Satsiri.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who else is here?
Sanakar. Vivi.
Oh, good. Sanakar and
Carol Becca.
Welcome. Who else?
Guruatma.
Guruatma. And who else?
Harakamo.
Harakamo. Oh, welcome, dear.
Satnam.
And who else?
Sadanam.
Sadanam. Welcome. And who else? This is great. This is wonderful. As everybody calls in, the light gets brighter. I love this. Who else is here?
Suzanne Smith.
I beg your pardon? Suzanne?
Hi there, yes.
Good, welcome. And who else is here?
Siddhi Sevak.
Oh, welcome, Siddhi Sevak. Good to have you.
Thank you.
And who else? Okay, well, I have a little bit of news for you. I believe that next week we might have a new telephone number to call in. So be sure and check the Teletalk page, okay? And again, that address is www.soulanswer.com/talk, T-A-L-K, dot H-T-M-L. And what we are thinking about is creating podcasts and putting these on iTunes. So we will need a different telephone number for that. So just be sure to check, and I'll put a note up there whether we've switched or not. And I just want to say that today is May the 5th, 2011, and this is Teletalk number 77. I've decided to be more organized about this. Okay.
Isn't it May 4th?
So welcome.
Isn't it May 4th?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. May 4th. This is May 4th. Keep me on track, folks. That'll be good. Okay. There's some clicking in here. You hear the clicking in the phone?
Yes.
It will be good to have a new service, won't it? We are thinking. We are hoping. Okay. So now, I just began long, deep breathing. We hit your third eye point. And palms together as you can. And inhale. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Join me. Long deep breath. Just let the breath just wash through you like a beautiful breeze on a clear spring day. Like today. This is lung deep breath, which is breathing through your nose from your belly. And now begin heart breath. That is, on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center, the middle of your chest. Good, just keep it up. This is healing energy. Allow the heart to open. And let all the energy flow through it. And now continue heart breath, and as you do, allow it to connect with each one, whether live on this call or if you're listening on the recording. On this level, there is no interruption of time or space. Just connect. Oh, connect all your lights. Good. And now sending your heart breath to any and everybody who needs it, who would like to have this beautiful healing energy, who would love to have this support. And what Baba Siddhi Chand is saying, especially to Southeast Asia. And Eastern Europe. Good. Just let that beautiful heart breath flow. Inhale and exhale and welcome. Baba Siddhi Chand is dancing around. He is so cute. He's just full of life and electricity. He's just fun. Okay, so sir, what do you have to say? He says, I have things to say, but he says, mostly, I want you to be. I want you in your spirit now to get up and start dancing. He said, if you actually want to get up with your telephone and start dancing, he says, that's fine. He says, come join me. He says, we will have lots of fun. Actually, when he's dancing, he kind of reminds me of Puck. You know that? He says, yeah, that's right. That's me. So, or Pan, sort of dancing around. He says, No, he says you have to understand something. He says moving into what he calls his golden age, he says it will not do to be droopy, to be stuck, to be beholden, to be beholden to the past or to what he calls contrite ideas of the methods, of the ways that things should work, that we think things should work, or how they have worked, or you puzzling through things. He says, that will not do anymore. He says, yes, that was the Piscean model, and it was very important for you to develop your brain power, your logical thinking, and so on. He says, now, he says, take the great huge leap in your dancing. Take the great huge leap and leap 50 feet in the air, because what we're being trained for now is to move entirely on intuition. He says, it must be done, and he says, I'll tell you why. He says, because that old reasoning, the goals, and so on, will not work anymore. He says, you can make your vision. He says, know your balance, and so on, just like the course that they're telling me to teach called Master Your Life coming up. He says, do that. He says, to fulfill it, he says, you cannot make up how to fulfill it. He says, you cannot squash yourself in a box anymore. He says, if you try to squash yourself in the box, he says, you'll just get washed downstream. He says, from now on, he said that things don't work ABC anymore. They work HQRF. In other words, the order may not be what we thought it would be. Okay? And he said, as a matter of fact, the content of what we are to accomplish, opportunities to fulfill, people to meet, and so on, he says, you must rely on me, you must rely on your soul, he says, on Guru Ram Dass, on Yogi Bhajan, he says, all the other saints and angels, he says, all of these who are participants with your soul, with your God source, to create, to become, he calls it an ombudsman, to put together all the connections, all the fabric, weave the fabric together in ways that you never, never could have imagined, he says, and it's very important that you dance with it, because as you dance with it, you'll become aware of situations, opportunities that you never could have in the past. Okay, by your 1, 2, 3, 4 advance or perception. He says, dancing takes you off your rear end. He says, it makes you light on your feet. He says, and that's what we need, light on your feet. He says, you know that word synchronicity. He says, well, that's what the time is all about. And he says, if you try to draw yourself, anchor yourself to something else, it won't work. In every instance, it is important to rely on the feed that I give you, that we give you, that soul gives you. He says, we're all united. He says, I've told you that Jesus is my golf buddy, and everybody up here on this level, we all work together. We all work in tandem to move you into spaces, into situations, into connections that totally work with the fabric. He said, it's all coordinated. All coordinated. He says, it doesn't mean for you to be stupid and don't use your mind. Oh, no. He says, your mind is the most precious thing. It's an extraordinary gift. What he's saying is, don't get hung up in precedence. don't get hung up in the old ways of doing things. He says if you're using your mind and you, he says you are, first of all, relying on this gorgeous breath, this heart breath, this open, this long, deep breath, all of your yogic breath, your pranayams. He says, let the intuition move. Let the intuition move so that you can feel, you can know, you can see, hear, be aware of. Let us move you. Let us move you so that you can dance to our music. That's where he says the accompaniment of forces will occur. If you take yourself out of dancing with, dancing as this accompaniment of forces, which means the constant reweaving of the fabric of what you call reality. In other words, letting us put everything in position by the microsecond, by the microsecond, and keeping your awareness tuned to what's happening instead of overlooking. He says if you stay in the old way of putting on blinders and trying to go down a predetermined path, you will cut yourself off. That's the reason, he says, you must. Well, he says, if you want to, if you want to keep up with this, he calls it a day of reckoning, if you want to keep up with this dance of light, that is how you will open to the opportunities and the possibilities that we put in your path, that we put in your way, that we move and groove you into positions of light, into positions of opportunity. And as you continue this, you will understand what an enlightening, what a joyful adventure you are on. He says you understand how you are all fitting together. You are all community. He says you all yearn for this community of heart, this community of light. Without the games, without the, he calls it the plagiarisms, without the lies, without the undependability of what you may have experienced as normal relationships that cause you to distrust, that cause you to hurt, that cause you to feel that you are alone. He says, we are moving into this new era. He says, we're in this new era. And if you don't do this dance of light, you are going to think, feel, admit that the world is passing you by, which it is, just because you haven't jumped on the train. You haven't jumped on with your very beautiful dance, your most kind, great kindness, and your greatest cooperation with all the energies through which we are all connected, which are totally interwoven into one pliable, gorgeous mechanism of light that is ever, ever reorganizing itself. He says, now, this reorganizing mechanism is dependent. He says, you are not separate. You are not separate from the creation creative process. You are not separate. You are one with this creative project. He says, it's very important. He says, the old way of God is in heaven and you must besiege the God in heaven for whatever you want. He says, it never really worked that way anyhow. And it really cut you off from who you are and what your source is. He said it worked to some extent and it gave you some kind of comfort. He says, but now you must understand that the God in heaven is you dancing on this earth. He says, what a pleasure it is. What an open, gorgeous pleasure it is. As you know, this God, as this consciousness, you know, not this old guy with a white beard, but this total animate, intelligent, cozy, extraordinary consciousness lives on this earth as you, as all beings, as all nature, as all consciousness, as it lives as you on this earth. What is most satisfying to it is laughing, dancing, singing, loving, and serving. He says, don't you want to do that together? Wouldn't that be the most fun? He says, so, in order to do that, it's very important to start every day with your sadhana. With your sadhana, which is your daily spiritual practice, which we normally do early in the morning when the ethers are more open to the more subtle dimensions. He says you can more easily tap in that way, and it gives you much more power to clear, to focus, and to connect when you do it in what we call the Amrit Vela. He says, if you want to know some meditations and some yoga for you to do, he says, please go to this please go to this girl's website, and she's going to give you the address right now. Okay, so if you want this, have your pencil and paper ready. It's at www.soulanswer.com/kriyas.html. Okay? And then you can just go down the list and see what you want to do. He says there is a format in Kundalini Yoga, the Aquarian Sadhana. He says, but we'll talk about that another time. The most important thing right now is that you get started. Okay? That you get your juices going every morning. Okay, so that's number one. You do that every day. Next thing is mental discipline. He says it is not a tough thing. You think of mental discipline as, oh my God, I've got to do this. It's like going on a really hard diet, feeling oppressed. He says, no. He says this mental discipline is to move you out of that oppression. Your oppression comes from your self-talk. It comes from your, he calls it your backward experience that you have experienced over the ages through lifetimes that have culminated in perhaps in your childhood and in this lifetime. He says they give you these oppressing ropes that you get hung up in. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, no, I don't want to be that big. He says you're not so aware of the of these self-talk situations until you start listening. And when you start listening, when you start becoming aware of these things, you will be so surprised. You will be so surprised about those voices, you know, your parents' voice saying, no, that's too hard for you, dear. And several ways of being told that you don't matter or that you can't have. He says, they are ridiculous. He says, and when you begin to question them, when you recognize them and you question them, and you look at them and you say, oh my God, I have been telling myself that for all these years, he says, you can drop them. He says, start laughing at them. Start forgiving yourself for telling yourself that, oh my God. And he said, start dancing. Okay, those voices come with feelings in your body. He says, now comes the next part of the discipline. Begin your heart breath, as we did at the beginning. And he's telling me to give the web page for that as well. It's www.soulanswer.com/heart. H-E-A-R-T underscore Breath, B-R-E-A-T-H dot H-T-M-L. So that you can, you can read more about it. He says, this moves the energy. He says, dance. Use this incredible yoga. He says, find the right kriyas from you. Move it, move it, move it, he says. And as you move it, as you forgive yourself, you let go of the old untruths, the old habits, the old situations that harnessed you into self-deception and self-destruction. Okay? You use that heart breath as healing breath to, he says, transform and diminish the hold that they have had over you so that you can open up to the truth. And the truth is that you are very fine, that you're extraordinary. Who you really are is your God self projecting as your everyday self. Oh, my God. Who came here to laugh, dance, sing, love, and serve. So as you breathe this heart breath, allow yourself to allow those feelings to change to feelings of fullness, of kindness, of love from the infinity, from your soul that just wants to love you and enjoys having you love and be loved, who loves anticipating being in the present, who loves every experience, no matter if your old ideas would have called it painful, in other words, if you get hit by a truck, your soul still loves that experience. It is the experience that soul is after. That's why soul came here in this body. But if you stay in that flow, in that soul, even though there's pain, you don't get dragged down by it. You don't get sliced up by it. You stay in the present. You stay in the dance. Mm-hmm. Commitment to the dance is what this is all about. Commitment to this light, bright light of staying in the present, experience, curiosity, pure enjoyment, watching as the opportunities present themselves in ways that you call magic. He says, in fact, what is happening is in the past, in this Piscean time, you have cut off what you would call the magic. He says it's always been available. But in this new time, there is no other way to exist but to be in total tune and total tandem, conscious awareness, conscious merger, participation with a whole creative process, which is so free. It is not oppressive. It is free, and it is fun. Okay, so much joy comes from riding, he calls it the Silken Road, riding the Silken Road. He says, pure joy, pure high vibration, pure experience of that. Well, he calls it the perception of the holy, that experience that you have in the deepest meditation. He says, isn't that the most fun? Don't you want to live like that? Okay. He says, it's yours. There's nothing else to do but to do it. So he says, keep a watch on your own emotions, keep a watch on your own mind, how it perceives, allow the openness, you can choose to stay in the old oppressive, oh my God, I hate this, you can choose to stay there, your choice, free will, it's up to you. Or you can begin to move it. dance it. Be open. Move into the experience of the wholeness. You can choose to change your energy and move. Now, he says sometimes this change can happen quickly. I mean, you can say, I hate this, I'm bored, and then you can go, oh my God, what am I saying? And then you begin to change your energy, and then you have a fresh look. Everything is a new experience. It is like an adventure. Okay, so maybe you're doing your financial books. It's oppressive. Then you go to this new experience and you go, oh my God, this is really a mystery hunt. How does this all work? How does it all fit together? And then your bookkeeping then becomes an adventure. Do you see? He says, sometimes it's not as easy as that because what you're going for is very deep, what you would call very deep healing. Going to the core, and allowing the deepest held, what you would call beliefs that are so deep in you don't even know that you have them. But what you do is you make the intention. Making the intention is your prayer that reverberates over the creative energies or the creative tattvas. You make that prayer, you hold that intention, you make that vision and you hold it neutrally. He says, and you continue to use the mantra, you continue to use the breath, you open to the new possibility, even though you will be different as you go through the transformation. You will see things differently, okay? It takes courage to move from the old, no matter how oppressive, to open to the new that doesn't necessarily have those hand railings, so to speak, that gave you security. You're open to a whole new way of being, but you keep up with your projection, your vision, you keep up with your sadhana, and you keep up with your mental discipline, your mental and emotional. He says, just think of it as with the oppression, you know, I don't have enough money, I am worried, I don't know what's going to happen next. He says, let it go. Give yourself that freedom. Let us take care of it. Give it over, as they say. And then be confident that things will change. Then your job is to stay present and watch what happens. You might find that more heavy emotions come up. You continue the change in yourself. You continue the change of the conscious energies so that this healing, this transformation can occur in your own energy habitat so that you can hook into this he calls it the mother load, so that you can hook into the mother load of creative energy, be free to dance on this greater level. He says, that's who you are.
True.
He says, what a precious thing. It's so much more simple and fun to see the world anew at every second, to see the wonder of it all. To be challenged as in a mystery game or as in an adventure. Why did this happen? Oh, this is such an odd thing to happen. Let me see what will happen next. And you create the intention of moving through it as an adventure to see what comes up next. Okay, so breathe long and deep. Do a heart breath. And now, just allow any sort of repetitive worry come up in your mind. Repetitive worry, pain, feeling of injustice, let it come up. Hmm. And feel it in your body. Feel it in your emotions. Feel it in your body. Just make a note of what it is. If you can, write it down so that it can be remembered. And now using your heart breath, use your heart breath to allow the light of this gorgeous energy that rides on your breath. Let it move all the way through you. And now let Babaji put in your mind the new way of looking at it. He's going to tell you a new way of looking at this situation. He's going to help you untie the old ropes and let you open up. Keep up the breath. Allow yourself to flow into this new paradigm. Allow yourself to flow into it. Good. And feel now. Feel what happens in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. When you feel this, do you feel joy? Sweetness, power, fun, anticipation, adventure. Do you feel fear melting? Do you feel yourself being present to the dance? Be present to the dance. What happened? And let that feeling go all the way through your body. Let it incorporate in, he says, in your muscular system. He says, oh, what stress it will relieve. He says, in every corpuscle, in every molecule, allow it to implant, connect the light, and let the light flow. It's like turning on a switch of electricity. You let the current flow rather than cutting it off. He says, oh, my dears, this is who you really are. Aren't you precious? Aren't you perfect? He says, be grateful. Be grateful for who you are in this blessed being of who you are, this great consciousness of who you are. And relax in it. It's a space of absolutely freeing humility. This freeing humility allows the greatness of your God self, your soul, to flow through in a most experiential way. Yum! Flow, breathe. And allow your being to dance to the music of your breath, of your energy. Good. And allow it to all come together as we will begin to share Oh, this has been a long one. So now, to help us all along our path, who can share their experience? No experience too small, too big. Please, we are loving to hear you.
I would like to share.
Yes, who is this?
This is Amrit.
Hi, Amrit. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. It's been a journey.
Good. Yes,
When you're talking about the dance, as you know, my dance has been pretty extreme. And
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. One thing I would like to say is for all who honestly be honest with yourself and choose to do the dance, to always remember to, no matter what's going on, to trust. Never lose sight of the trust of Baba Sarichan and the surrender to allow you to go to the depths, because you'll go to depths of yourself that you cannot even imagine. It's very true. And to go hold on to that trust and go to the levels that they will take you to, because you just can't even imagine the emotions and I call it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, as you know, to the levels that it will truly take you. And it's, for me, the experience really was almost like, as I described to you, as a chimney sweep or like Rotor Rooter coming in and just literally taking me from my core and all the way out to literally scrub me clean, to the point where I can honestly say, you know, and I say this term, but and I mean it deeply, I don't mean it loosely, is I really feel like a reborn person.
Right. You had been through mythical, mythical depth. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to go to all of it right now, but the rest of us, you know, if you let it happen, many of us would have been dead by now. Okay,
well,
right?
But the important point is if you do decide to do the dance, be honest with yourself and never lose sight of the trust that you have in Baba Sarichan and in your soul that takes you on this journey.
Right. And a total appreciation for what's happening.
Oh, absolute gratitude.
Right.
You can't help but be grateful when you're on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be much fun at times when you're going through it, but so long as you hold your trust, you can't
and
help
do
but
the
be
dance.
Grateful when you're on the other side.
Good. God bless you, dear. Thank you so much for sharing that. That comes from a space of truth, pure experience.
Experience. Yes.
The grand dance. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Can we have someone else here?
Satnam is Onkar.
Hi, Onkar.
Hi.
Okay.
Oh, let's take this. Well, thank you, Amrit. That was really beautiful. And I'll just share really quick. When you asked us to kind of see the light coming in, and Baba Sarichan showed me a roller coaster. And, you know, he just said it's like a roller coaster ride. And you know the roller coasters that are attached to the, you know, to the...
tracks?
To the tracks, thank you. Yeah, so that's representative of the path. So it's like you're on the path, you're on the right path, but there are going to be ups and downs, and you should just throw your hands up and scream and enjoy.
I love that. That is the truth. He loves it too. He's dancing up and down.
You know,
That's
and
great.
Just a feeling of a release, you know, so that was really beautiful. So thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you. And he says, realize that those tracks are stable. He says, the ups and downs are part of the journey, but the tracks are stable as long as you stay with me. Well, he says they're stable anyway. Just stay with me on those tracks, he says. Good. Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Who else can share? One more. Okay, so Saranam, would you like to share? Star 6?
Yes.
Yes, here. Would you like to share?
Okay.
Okay.
What came up for me is a specific incident and the insecurity and almost a sense of panic came up around that particular idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say the new way, you said the new way to look at it, what came to me was doing cartwheels and surrendering. You know, when you get in a cartwheel, you kind of get in this momentum and you just can't think about it. You just have to go with this momentum that takes you where you want to go or where you...
Oh, beautiful.
Doesn't even, maybe you don't want to go there.
but
it's
with
the
it.
Fear and the insecurity that makes you feel like you can't go there or don't want to go there. And so if you surrender just to this momentum, it becomes a beautiful ride, you know, and it's, you just have to surrender to it. And so it's almost like the dance, but it's the momentum.
Well, it's a dance, we'll call it a dance step.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, dear. I'm going to remember that, doing cartwheels, because that is so fun. If you're doing a good cartwheel, if you're in the flow of it, but if you're in the middle of it and suddenly you get afraid, oh, my God. I don't
then
know
you
about
fall
you,
out
but
of
I would
it.
Crumple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've never done a cartwheel.
That flow.
So.
No. Well, somehow you know about it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now I hope that everybody else, we want to hear from everybody else, because that's how we as humans connect and we learn. So please go to our page at soulanswer.com/talk.html and click on and find the instructions for contributing to the blog, okay? So that you can please each one... excuse me, can contribute your own experience that will help us and so that we can all share, connect with one another. Okay. So God bless you all. Love you all. Check the phone number for next week. Be sure to check the phone number. Okay. It may or may not change, so please be sure to check it. Okay, because we are looking for ways to get these calls out on iTunes, on our podcast, so that'll be fun. So God bless you all. Before we're cut off, please sit straight, palms together, long deep breath, and begin, inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you.
Right here in the moment, accessible in the moment, and have so much fun, so much freedom, so much love. God bless you all. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Sat Nam.